Like a Virgin.
With Conchetta and Luca.
Before Like a Virgin and after Like a Virgin is kind of the anchor point of an Australian musician's life, I think.
We sort of wanted to give it a really big build towards the end to make it really cinematic.
Pretty intimidating song, like you hear it and it sounds like the uncoverable.
The verses are great, they're so well written and they make me feel really sexy when I'm singing them.
Like a Virgin on Triple J.
Oh my goodness gracious, we've had this one circled in the calendar for a bloody minute now. Joining us for Like a Virgin on this gorgeous Friday, the Tullamarines. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Lucinda and Ben, how are we feeling?
Good, nervous, excited. Yeah.
Much the same.
Yeah. Does this feel like a big occasion for you guys as a band?
Huge. Yeah. Oh my God. I think from my perspective, I've had like the CD of Like a Virgin and had that in my like when I was like 12 or 15 and just had that listen to all the ones. I don't know. It's just like, oh, very exciting.
Yeah, to be honest, I didn't think we'd ever be able to do this. So it's kind of like a bit of a dream.
Oh my God.
Oh man. Yeah. Well,
this is so good.
You know, I'm happy that it's worked out. I feel the opposite. As soon as I heard my first taste of the Tullamarines, I was like, they'll be doing Like a Virgin someday. They'll be in there.
Yeah.
That's so sweet.
I'd love you to take us through how you met for anyone else meeting you guys for the first time. How did you form as a band? What's the little meet cute story?
We're all in separate bands in Adelaide and we all played gigs together.
Very many gigs.
Very many same lineups and crossovers.
Yeah. I think you've played in Josh's band on drums and Josh is the drummer. Josh and Angus has played in my band.
Josh played drums for my other band.
Angus played in another of Josh's bands. So it's just like a tiny Adelaide scene and then...
Yeah, we just started doing this.
Yeah.
So sweet. What's the etiquette around, like, you know, joining another band? Is it shady at all or is it just like, hey, I like the look of them over there. I might try that out.
You just kind of, there's not enough players. Well, there is. There's so many, just, I don't know, you can just do as, I feel, yeah, anyway. There's so many.
Oh my God.
There's lots of people in Adelaide and it's like not. A bad thing. I don't know.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I feel like at one point I was in like 6 bands.
Yes.
And then I had a friend that was in like 20. So it's just like.
That's awesome. So you were like poly and now you're like mono as a.
Yeah,
as
you
the
kind
Tullamarines.
Of have to be monog. Like chiseled down into one because there's like you run out of time. But yeah.
Yeah, too much time with the Google calendar.
Yeah, oh my God.
I think I'm going to commit to the Tullamarines actually. Yeah. Well, from coming together to the Like a Virgin Studio 2, of course, earlier this year, number 97 in the hottest 100 of 2020. With your song Running on Empty. How the hell was that? What was that day like? What were you doing?
Again, just like fever dream.
Yeah. I like today, something that I never thought would ever happen.
Wow. And were you like listening to lots of countdowns growing up?
Oh, yeah. I have so many vivid memories of being like 15 and like being down at the beach and with my friends and listening to the countdown and just going like, oh, it's Tame Impala Currents. Like, well, like, what are and you're just like, oh my God, this is crazy. And then, like, oh, you listen to the whole thing and it's just crazy.
I moved here in January, 2012 probably. And it was my first introduction to Australian culture was when the Hottest 100 was dropping.
Wait, where did you move from, Benny?
England.
Oh my God, no way. You're a Brit. That's sick. You're a Brit.
Used to the BBC using 6, coldest 200, whatever they're running over there these days.
I think it's something like that.
It's my brain going, what's the opposite of hot? What's the opposite of 100?
They should start that.
Yeah. That is so cool. And I mean, we want to talk also about your EP Safety Blanket that came out last year. And we've got to talk about this. You crocheted the cover art, Lucinda, darling. Wow, this is huge. Like, it's on all the art of a lot of your stuff.
Yeah.
When did this start?
I went to a hippie school, so I learned like weird arts and crafts.
Awesome.
So I learned how to crochet, knit, all the things, and just continued. I feel like craft is coming back.
It fully is.
Yeah, so I've kind of joined 2 craft groups, and then also like I can't watch telly without doing something because I feel unproductive.
Staying occupied.
So I was just did crochet and then kind of wanted a blanket out of it as well. It took way longer than it should have, but that's okay. Commit to the
bit.
It's
huge.
Will there be a custom Like a Virgin crochet this afternoon? We'll have to wait and see.
I should have.
The cover is coming soon. Let's get the original done first. What song are we about to hear?
Running on Empty.
Yes!
Perfect. I had my fingers crossed for it and all my dreams have come true. Unbelievable. Well, let's get into it. In the Leica Version Studio for their original, this is the Tullamarines Running on Empty on Triple J.
Empty in the Leica Version Studio. I mean, it's a song that gets stuck the hell in your head. We've been obsessed with it. You voted for it in the countdown and we got it live in the studio. How did it feel?
Very good.
Yeah, it's a bit crazy.
Yeah.
It is a bit crazy.
It is a bit crazy. It's something you've dreamed of, you know, being here and doing Leica Version. And let's talk about, you've got some friends in the studio, Holly Hebe on keys, Luke from The Preachers on tambourine. Tell us, how did you, you know, get them involved in this?
We were on tour with The Preachers last year, and I think we fell in love with Luke a little bit.
He's a
sweetie. We've been texting him.
He's so lovely.
That's so cute. And Holly, how about you guys?
We were talking about the just practicing and stuff, and we were trying to figure out when we first met Holly, and it was at New Year's Eve on the Hill, like multiple years ago. So it's just like doing gigs together, and she's a freaking legend, and we wanted like it to be all live and everyone in together, and she's goat on keys. Goat. So we were like, why not?
Hell yeah.
How nice to bring the whole crew together and how nice to get that song. Yeah, we're a bit obsessed with that song, to be honest, and so are our listeners, but I've like such a specific memory about that song. We did a talk back on the radio last year about songs that just like really hit you hard. And I'll never forget, we got this text from a nurse who was working night shifts and a side job as well at the time, and they were running on empty, just like exhausted, just falling apart. And then they heard that song for the first time, and in that moment just instantly became their favorite song, and they'd be obsessed with gonna forever.
It's special.
Did it sort of rise from a moment like that, that song, a place of sort of exhaustion and everything?
Yeah. Yeah. I think we just kind of started touring properly, at least around Australia. Mm. And I was not coping too well with it. It's a bit of a lifestyle adjustment.
Oh, yeah.
You know, being away
totally
all the time. And it's just, yeah, it was crazy. And I wrote that after we'd been to North Queensland and had a not very fun time.
It was just very, I think we were very green and you're not able to like fund everything and you've still got to work full-time jobs. So you're going like tour Thursday, Friday, Saturday, whatever, and straight back into full-time work, trying to readjust and then go straight back out again. And I think it was the first time doing that and figuring that out and going like, oh my God. Okay.
Totally.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
But now it's kind of, it seems to take on a new meaning every time we play it.
Yeah.
Because I see more and more how people are receiving it differently
and
it just matches up for them.
That's kind of the whole reason you write music, is for people to connect to it. And like, that was one that was just, you can see it connecting to people and like, that's like the whole reason you do it. And so when you see people like singing it back to you, you're just like, oh my God, we're doing a thing. And it like feels like you're doing it, not properly, but it feels like it's actually, it's working, or like, I don't know.
Yeah,
it just is, feels really lovely.
Definitely.
Oh, it's just so beautiful. I'm so glad we could like share that with you and that it means a lot to you. It is Concerto and Luca with you on your Friday morning. We have the Tullamarines in for a Laika version. We've got the original in the books, a song that we're all addicted to, but now let's get towards the cover. We've given you the clue that it's a song off a really famous breakup album. Keep the guesses coming in, 0439757555, and we'll be back with the cover from the Tullamarines after this.
Laika version
with Concerto and Luca.
Before Laika version and after Laika version is kind of the anchor point of an Australian musician's life, I think.
We sort of wanted to give it a really big build towards the end to make it really cinematic.
Pretty intimidating song. Like, you hear it and it sounds like the uncoverable.
The verses are great, they're so well written and they make me feel really sexy when I'm singing them.
Laika version on Triple J.
Yes, yes, yes indeed. The original is in the books and the cover is coming soon from the bloody Tullamarines. It's a pleasure to have them with us. Now, you're on tour with the Jungle Giants right now, which I know is big for you. Is it true you manifested this?
Oh.
Yes. I think one of our very first shows, we used to cover On Your Way Down.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah. And we've loved them for a very long time, so it's a bit of a dream.
Yeah. Man, so what's the manifesting method? Are we lighting candles? Yeah. Are we putting it in a journal? Where does it end up?
It's just like you just put it out in the universe.
Yeah.
I don't know. We've got a list in our band room of like goals we want to do.
Really?
Oh, I like this.
Yeah. And it works.
Really?
Like last year's ones, we ticked all of them off.
Are you serious? I actually really want to know, are we talking paper? Is this written with texter? How big?
It's a whiteboard.
It's a whiteboard.
I would appreciate paper, but the whiteboard will do.
Whiteboard has been there since the start.
Yeah.
So. It needs to be editable.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That is so beautiful to hear. You know, we've got the vision for the band, but something else that I wanted to ask you about is I saw you posted a TikTok saying, being in a band is 50% Mario Kart tournaments. Gotta be asking about the relationship from the Tullamarines and Mario Kart. Are we really rocking with it all the time?
Yes. I think I started playing Mario Kart on tour on a DS Lite.
Oh, true.
Oh, wow.
I just
color?
Started bringing silver.
Silver DS Lite.
Yep.
Awesome. What do you play as?
This depends which Mario Kart we're on about here, but if I can get Dry Bones, I'm doing that.
Wow.
Yeah.
I never met somebody who mains Dry Bones. That's unreal.
Yeah. What's the connection for you, Benny?
It's cool.
It's cool. Yeah.
It's cool, dude.
What about you? Listen, what about you?
I feel like the 50% of the tour is Ben and Angus playing at 100% of the time.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Going back to hippie school, Steiner didn't play video games.
Yeah, that's me. I'm not really the gamer, but I love to hear people who love it. I was going to say, out of you and Angus, who's winning more?
I'd say Angus.
Ooh.
It's pretty tight.
It is pretty tight sometimes, but I'd say he's got the advantage.
Before we get to this cover, I have to ask about, you mentioned before Adelaide and like sort of jumping between bands in the early days back then and stuff. I feel like Adelaide it often gets skipped over on the big international tours and stuff, but it has like such a strong local music scene. Just like speak on the power of Adelaide. What was it like coming out of there? Like you seem to have done pretty sweet coming out of beautiful Kaurna country.
Yeah.
There's so much going on. Yeah. I mean, there's bands we could list for days. My favorite Adelaide band, Swap Meet.
Oh my God.
They are amazing.
So good.
I don't know. Someone asked us when we were in Austin, Texas for South by Southwest if there was something in the water in Melbourne, because they thought we were from Melbourne. And I'm like, oh, it's Adelaide.
Adelaide. Correction.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think everyone's just really like, I guess it's with the like everyone playing in everyone's band. Everyone is just like hustling and like supporting each other and like trying to do as many things as you can. And
yeah. Does so it feel just like the smallness, I guess, of the scene or the city adds to this? It feels like everyone's close from there. There's never enemies happening out.
Yeah.
Of that,
I think if you make enemies of people, no one's going to like you. Yeah, so you're like, just going to be nice.
Week, so.
Yeah. So yeah, everyone's just like trying to get everyone up. And yeah. Like, yeah.
Well, speaking of art, you're in the Like a Virgin studio about to give us your debut Like a Virgin with your cover. And we've given the clue. It's a song off a really famous breakup album. It is now time to reveal. What song are you about to give us in the studio?
Are we going
to
say it together?
Yeah.
One, two, three.
The Chain by Fleetwood Mac.
Well done the syncing up on that. This song is massive. Take us through picking this song and why.
Oh, I think we were just like so overwhelmed with choice.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, what are you going to do for Like a Virgin? Like your family asked this and you're like,
is there another list on the whiteboard? Like yeah. How are we?
We
made
of
so many lists. Yeah. I think we're all such big music fans and picking a genre, picking
I think
anything.
We like narrowed it down to like songs that had like multiple singers and then we were like, that's a banger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we were like, oh,
it's big shoes.
It's
to
a
fill,
big
though.
Shoe.
It is.
But we were like, oh, could we give it? Oh, we could try.
We could try.
We
it.
Could give it a go.
You've got to try. It's an ambitious song, I would say, for an ambitious band. And we're so excited that you're about to give us this cover. We back you in 100%. It is Conjetta and Luca with you on Triple J. We have the Talamarines in, about to give us their cover of Fleetwood Mac, The Chain. Please take it away.
Still you say us together.
Yes,
what a way to kick off your Friday in the Like a Virgin studio. There it is, the Tullamarines absolutely destroying their debut Like a Virgin, Fleetwood Mac, The Chain. Thank you so much. Just really took on a second life in the second half of that song. Unbelievable, the harmonies, and then it just explodes. How does it feel?
Oh, so relieving, really?
Relieving to have done it. And It's crazy.
It's ticked off. Absolutely crazy.
It's ticked off. Not to get anything in too salacious, but famously, of course, that is off Rumours, the Fleetwood Mac album, where there's quite a bit of behind the scenes drama in the band.
Yep.
Yes. Everything good between all members of the Tullys.
Oh, absolutely.
You can see the chemistry that you all had in there with like Holly and Luke as well. Like it was just, it was so incredible. And when you, like I said, jamming out in that segment, far out, sounded good. You guys have just killed it. We're so excited for you. And I feel like, you know, you've got a big rest of the year coming. What else is on that list for you? What's on the rest of the vision board for you guys?
We're doing a lot of writing.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. We're trying to write a lot.
Yeah. Trying to get into that. And a lot of shows.
Yeah.
Just smashing them out and kind of,
Well, you know what you can do now? You can tick off like a version
off the
vision
off
board.
The
whiteboard. Yeah.
Yes. We're seeing this one in the live set, do we think?
Oh, yeah.
You
have to, please.
I love the whisper, like it's a secret. Lucinda, Ben, thank you so much for hanging out this morning.
Thanks so much for having us. Oh, my God, it's such a dream come true. Thank you so much.
You've been unbelievable. There it is, the Tullamarines debut Like a Virgin. Incredible stuff. Conchetta and Luke with you on Triple J Breakfast. Stick around. We'll let you know who's doing Like a Virgin next week, right after this.